weather will be coming our direction. With us this morning from the Whiteside County Health Department, Lisa Framke. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Tom. Good morning.
Boy, good morning. We get together about once a year.
We do.
It's like, whoa, wait a minute. I know you.
Yeah.
I'm kind of much like the YWCA of the Sauk Valley. They love this little thing where they don't tell me who's coming in, so it's a surprise. And I don't mind. But I did mention, well, we'll see somebody from the Whiteside County Health Department.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, how have you been? Keeping busy?
Yes, very busy. Thank you. There's a lot going on over at the health department. We're adding on and remodeling. I'm sure everybody's seen the scoopers or whatever they are out front.
Right.
And eventually we're going to have an optometry department. So
wow.
We're just shaking and moving over there.
Let's remind everybody your position at the Whiteside County Health Department, and how long have you been with them?
I am currently the Director of Behavioral Health. I have been with the department for almost 4 years. I really love my job over there. I think our mental health department does a really good job. Shout out to my staff.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say, okay, we've got a couple of people in the background there.
Yes, we do.
Well, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. I've brought that up a couple of times and talked about a few things, but I'm not the expert you are. Tell us about May being Mental Health Awareness Month and what should we be thinking about?
Well, I think what I would really like to focus on this morning is access to services.
Right.
There's a big push now at FQHCs to have integrated care. So that means if you go to your doctor and, you know, they get the feeling or the sense that maybe you're depressed or a little bit anxious, they can refer you over to the behavioral health department and potentially see a therapist that day. Same if you're in the dental department and you're feeling a little anxious about getting that tooth pulled, which happens. You can get referred to our behavioral health department and get engaged in services. And that's pretty unique in this area, and I think we do a good job with that piece. I also want to talk about access at Sterling High School. We have a licensed clinical social worker over there named Carrie Mahar. This is her second year there. So any student that feels that they need mental health services, you can track Carrie down and you can engage in services with her during the school day.
Well, we touched on a little bit of the benefits of having her there and what might she help a student through?
Well, the typical things. I mean, if we all think about when we were in high school, the things we went through, maybe our parents are getting divorced, maybe I'm being bullied, maybe I'm really struggling with math and I'm afraid my GPA is going to go down. Maybe I come from a home where, you know, there's not food security, so I'm hungry and I'm not doing well at school. Carrie's got a lot of resources at her fingertips, including the staff at Sterling High School. They've been really great working with her. Not a lot of schools have this. We feel very fortunate to partner with the high school this way.
So would an individual start with Carrie, and then if she sees things that might be a little bit more serious, maybe refer back to the health department?
No, because Carrie is a clinical social worker. So you could continue with Carrie for as long as you needed. And if after school is out, you want to continue to see her, you could come over and see her at the health department in the summertime.
Right. And okay, so a student wants to see her and maybe continue with her. Is there any fee that the student would have to come up with?
You know, yes and no. More so because if you can't pay, we have a sliding fee scale.
Right.
So there's no charge. Also, in the state of Illinois, if you're 12 or over and you don't want your parents to know, we can see you for several sessions before we would have to disclose that we're seeing you. But if the situation is dire enough, we still don't have to disclose to your parents that we're seeing you. Mm. And that is the law.
And, if somebody wants to think, oh, maybe I do need some help.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that apprehension.
Sure.
It's like, you know, it's kind of like, nah, I'm fine.
Right.
I'm good.
Right.
But then somebody, you know, a family member or friend might say, you know what, you're not the way you used to be.
Right.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Either it's something that's, coming back around from something in your past.
Right.
And all of a sudden something can trigger it. Does somebody have to go to a doctor and get a referral, or can they just make a direct contact with the health department?
Yeah, you can make direct contact with the health department. Our frontline staff is very good at their job. They will know where to direct you, and they will put you with an appropriate therapist.
Right. And, you know, sometimes somebody can be perfectly fine all the way through. Mm-hmm. And then let's say something like what we had to deal with a couple of years ago for about 3.5 years, something like COVID pops up. Mm-hmm. That could send somebody off in a direction they never were before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's important to understand and be self-aware that things can impact us in a way that we had no idea that could impact us in this particular way. And I'm really happy that you said, you know, there's no shame in asking for help. Because you can't get it if you don't ask. And it's much obviously easier to help you if you're on a continuum of 1 to 10, 10 you're in crisis. If we can get you at 5,
right,
we can get you back hopefully to baseline a lot, if you will, simpler than if you come in an acute state.
Right. Once again, we're in the studio with Lisa Framke, Director of Behavioral Health at the Whiteside County Health Department. Okay, so we consult with back and forth with somebody who's looking for some help. Does each and every individual necessarily end up on some sort of medication, or is that not always the case?
That's a really good question. And it's always up to the patient whether or not they want to seek medication services. And I think it just depends. And I'm not a medical provider,
right,
so, you know, I want to be careful what
sure.
I say here. You have that option at our clinic. We do have an advanced nurse practitioner, a psychiatric nurse practitioner. So you can see her, you can talk to her, and she might say, you know, I don't think that this is necessarily necessary.
Right.
But if you want to check with her, I think that's a great idea.
So, you know, a lot of people are on the move. People move into the area, people leave the area. For those that are moving into the area, and they've, you know, been seen by professionals from wherever they came from, how would they start their process? Would they need to bring, you know, analysis, paperwork from previous visits?
Tom, that is a million-dollar question. I'm so glad you asked it. If they have it, that would be great. In order for us to speak to somebody that they had services with previously, we have to get a release of information signed. You know, the patient has to sign that and give us permission. But, yeah, any historical information you can bring us that would be helpful, that's a really great idea.
And is there, this might be a tricky question, is there anything that is beyond what you think, or is there ever a circumstance where you go, you know what, we're going to make contact a little bit further up because we're not quite ready for this?
And again, that's a really good question. Of course, we are ethically bound to refer to the appropriate level of care. So if you are somebody that has serious mental health issues where maybe you're hearing things or seeing things, this level of care isn't appropriate for you. There are places, you know, CGH has got a great psychiatric floor. You go there, you get stabilized, you can come back to us, and you can continue
right.
your treatment. But it is very important that you're at the appropriate level of care.
Now, the services provided by the Whiteside County Health Department, that is a good place to start. That's a stepping stone if you think something is up.
Absolutely, because again, I have all faith in our staff that, you know, no matter which therapist you end up seeing, they will know, you know, what services you potentially need and will refer accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, okay, so somebody starts, you know, with the Whiteside County Health Department. Is it kind of like a graduated program? Are you there as counseling for a duration, or when does it... When do you go, hey, you don't need us anymore? Has that ever happened?
Well, it does happen. And I think, you know, that's a difficult conversation between a therapist and a patient, because if you are, if you will, functioning on all cylinders, there's really no reason for you to continue.
Right.
I can say, all right, Tom, you know, we've met all your treatment goals. You're doing really well. Let's put your next appointment out 6 months. We'll check in and see how you're doing. But for some people, yes, I mean, they're in services longer than others.
Now, if there's like a family member or a friend, and they're thinking, boy, I'm just not sure what to do, but they would almost feel guilty and as if they're you know, losing the trust of the family member or friend that they want to talk about, and they make a phone call. Actually, they're not. It would be worse if they didn't make contact when they have a concern about somebody.
Are you talking about somebody that's suicidal or homicidal?
Either way, or somebody that, you know, all of a sudden is, something's a little bit off, and a family member goes, gee, I feel like I'd be letting them down if I made a phone call, because that would put them in a category, is the way some people look at it. But no, if you recognize something, make the call.
Well, you can do that, but we can't speak to anybody outside of the patient.
Oh, wow.
But if we have a patient, like if you were my patient and somebody in your family called and said, hey, I have this information, I couldn't confirm or deny.
Okay.
I could listen to the collateral information, but I couldn't say whether or not you were my patient or not. But yes, I mean, would that be good information for me to have? You bet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're tight on HIPAA.
All day. All day.
You know, a lot of people, I don't even know if everybody's familiar with HIPAA laws. It's, you know, federally. Could you maybe give us a little explanation of HIPAA laws?
Well, we can talk about private health information. There's so much in your chart that we cannot disclose. Mm. And, you know, by law, it is protected, and it's our job as, you know, providers to keep it protected. Mm. So no matter who calls, you know, a lot of times we'll get calls from court, or maybe we'll get calls from the family members. It's on lock. We can't tell anybody anything except for the two circumstances. Tom, if you're in my office and you tell me you're going to leave and harm yourself, or if you tell me I'm going to leave and I'm going to harm so-and-so by name, I am obligated to contact the authorities.
Right. Well, stepping outside of the HIPAA, then you're a mandated report.
Correct. You know all the things. That's good.
I surprise people once in a while.
Yes, you do.
Oh, he's just a jock, a talk on the radio. So with all this construction going on, and is it best if somebody wants to you know, engage with your department, they just can't show up on the door, is it best to get an appointment?
It is best to get an appointment because we are booked out relatively far. We are very busy. So yes, you can call, you can get set up, they'll get you in the schedule. And right now we're parking around back, and it's identified by where you parked when you came to get your COVID test. So that's how everybody knows which door it is.
All right. And if somebody has never sought any sort of behavioral, you know, help services, help before, I suppose it's just like, you know, anytime you come up new in a place, a little bit of paperwork to fill out.
Yes, there is a lot. We ask you to come 15 minutes early to get that filled out. It's really exciting. We're getting a new program. It's called Phreesia. And moving forward, when it's fully implemented, you will get your paperwork on your phone, on your smartphone, and you can fill it out and then send it to us. And then it will go into your chart. And then when you come for your first appointment, it's already done.
Wow. Yay.
Yes.
Even better. Even
yes.
Better. Let's see. Well, Lisa, anything else we need to know? Anything? We went entirely off the top of our heads.
We did. We're good like that. Shooting from the hip. I like it. No, I just, you know, whoever's listening, to your point, Tom, if you feel that, you know, somebody needs help, you know, do your best to encourage them to come in, because they can come and, for example, see me one time and they can decide whether or not they want to continue.
Right.
But at least now you're established as a patient of mine. And if you decide 3 months from now to, like, you know what, I am going to go see Lisa, we're ready to go.
Right. Yep. Right. And, okay. In an emergency, of course, always call 911. But do you have a 24-hour service yet?
We don't have a 24-hour service. I mean, we have somebody that's answering our phones.
Right.
Okay, but we would encourage you to call 911, go to the local emergency room. You can also dial 988 if you're feeling suicidal. There's a licensed therapist on the end of that line.
Right.
Always.
So May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're not quite in the middle of it.
That's right. But, mental health is health.
It is. Absolutely. Wow, what a great conversation, Lisa.
I enjoy coming here, Tom. So, you know, as long as you'll have me, I'll be back.
Too bad it's once a year.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll change that.
All right.
Go back to school, get another degree, and we can talk about that.
Okay, we can do it.
Well, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us this morning, Lisa.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.